Angus Morrison is perched on the sofa in his living room, holding a booklet. It's a pretty June morning in Aspen at one of the town's affordable housing units.
Got my nice Rocky Mountain Health Plan coverage care guide here, and I have the Rocky Mountain View PPO with the $4,500 deductible and a $55 copay.
That's with in-network doctors, which Morrison says are right around the corner at Aspen Valley Hospital. Most of his adult life, he hasn't had insurance, except for a short period a few years ago when he worked for the Aspen Skiing Company.
And when I stopped making snow for them, I had to give up my health plan or pay the whole bit, which was like about $300 a month, and couldn't really afford that.
Now he's paying about that much, but for two people, he and his wife, Allie. And in full disclosure, I'm friends with them both. Morrison says it took a lot of time and effort to figure out which plan to sign up for through the online state exchange Connect for Health Colorado, but he says it's been worth it. Aspen resident Catherine Lutz also describes the sign-up process as tricky, but she's been pleasantly surprised with how much lower her family's premiums are compared to their previous plan. Lutz and her husband have two young children.
At first, it was $150, and I was ecstatic. I mean, going from $750 a month to $150 a month was amazing. And then when it dropped down to $90 a month, I was in a little bit of disbelief, but I wasn't going to question it.
Overall, the monthly charges for their plan, which is with the insurance company Anthem, are much higher, and a tax subsidy is covering most of it.
It's a high deductible with a lower premium. That's what we wanted. We'd want to be able to save our own money for health insurance, for health matters, and not have to pay high premiums.
As for whether it comes with good care, Lutz is reserving judgment at this point. She recently took her one-year-old in for a checkup and found the insurance may not cover all the things she had researched. So she's resigning herself to hashing it out over the coming months. Across town, yoga instructor Evan Soroka is taking care of some personal business between classes.
I'm testing my blood sugar, which is something I have to do, I don't know, like 8 times a day. And I already feel like I'm getting low, meaning hypoglycemic.
Soroka has type 1 diabetes. She says health insurance has always been really expensive because she has to pay thousands of dollars for insulin and other supplies. Like many residents in the Roaring Fork Valley, Soroka qualified for a government insurance program called Medicaid.
Things are covered, but it's just in smaller doses, where I used to get boxes of insulin supplies for my pump. Now I get only one little box and I have to think a little bit more about conserving it, and I can't really save it.
But there's a downside to being on Medicaid in the Roaring Fork Valley. As Aspen Public Radio has reported before, there aren't many doctors accepting Medicaid patients.
My diabetic doctor, Endeavor, luckily was covered, but it seems to me that not really many doctors here in the Valley cover. So I have to really look into that and see what I'm going to do, because I know I'm going to get sick.
Just before we aired this story, Soroka did get sick and is searching for a doctor who will take her. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.